Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Back again, the WIP afternoon show. Here to make stuff up with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how you feeling?
Brother Spike, I'm doing good, man. Listen, Tuesday,
yep,
10 straight wins.
Come on.
And the birds, feeling good. Jackie Baseball?
Yeah.
Don't worry. The winter meetings have concluded.
Yeah.
They've concluded. We're still surveying the situation.
The landscape?
Yeah, we're trying to figure out what we want to do.
Yeah.
Holla at your boy.
One day they'll make a move.
Yeah.
One day. As soon as they find... How many teams do you think they have to offer Alec Bohm to before one of them takes it?
We'll see if he's on the Phillies next year.
We will. A big show as always. You know, Jordan Mailata will join us at 4 o'clock today. Elliot, Tuesdays with Elliot. So, I was thinking before, we have Elliot for an hour every Tuesday from 3 to 4. I'm always like, well, we're all really on the same page with all this stuff. And then Jack reminded me, or you reminded me, I think, Ike, you reminded me, oh, Elliot will piss us off one way or another.
So no doubt about it.
We'll get to fight with Elliot as well.
Yep.
So, I start... And I start with the Eagles, obviously, that have won 10 straight
games.
Really? Yes.
We're starting with the birds.
Yeah, we're going to start with the birds.
All right.
We're going to start with the birds. And there was something I thought of when A.J. Brown said what he said after the game, and then everyone else who was happy about the win yesterday and rightly happy about the win and how the win happened, what everyone kept saying. So what A.J. said afterwards was like, "We shut some of you guys up." You know, about the passing game. Everybody wanted to shut everybody up. And then what I heard yesterday is pretty much like, there, that is proof that the Eagles can pass the ball well enough to win the Super Bowl. Now we've seen it. It's all done. You know, matter closed.
Yeah.
And, you know, I am not quite there with matter closed. To win the Super Bowl, the Eagles, and I've said this for weeks and weeks and weeks, and I don't think anyone has really disagreed, the Eagles are going to have to be able to pass the ball effectively. And every team that we think of that has a chance to win the Super Bowl this year, whether it be Detroit or Buffalo or Green Bay or even Kansas City, who, you know, Patrick Mahomes has not had a very good year, but I think we would, given that we've seen what he has done in the past, we all think that they can pass the ball effectively. And we're going to have to do it too.
He'll get more benefit of the doubt than any other quarterback.
Yes, than any other quarterback. Yes. And he deserves it until he doesn't deserve it anymore, exactly. I would say. But I think where I'm at is you can't say that something wasn't good for game after game, it was bad, or not able to do it. And then all of a sudden, because we do it one time, we're like, okay, it's fixed. You know, I'm confident, done. So I thought Sunday was a good step. You know, it was a good start to being able to see what this offense can be at its best. I thought it was a good step forward. I thought it was a good step forward for Jalen. I thought it was a good step forward for the offense. But I am not at a point yet where I just believe problem solved. So I need to see more before I believe that the Eagles' pass game is where it needs to be. And we have 3 games to do it. They have 3 games to do it to keep working on this. I don't want them to pull anything back. But I'm not totally sold that the Eagles' pass game is where it needs to be yet.
Ike. Well, I'm not surprised at that, Spike, well, coming from you.
Yes, just give me a day. That's all I need.
I say that's all you're going to get is a day.
Yep.
You get a day to appreciate what happened Sunday,
yep,
and then your reality kicks in.
Yes, as I just start thinking, I'm like, okay, that was good, but that was how it should look,
right.
I think, most times, and it hasn't. So as long as they continue to do those things, then you can sell me, but I'm not sold yet.
So here's what I'm going to say to that, because I think you catch a little bit of a bad rap about – I guess your overall view of what Jalen is.
Totally agree.
Shut up in there.
Yeah, I don't need you on my side today.
Yeah, that did not help him. Yes. Yeah, that does not help him. I think Spike at least tries to see things for what they are. Now, obviously, it's from your viewpoint and also from where your expectations are, where you want
a Super Bowl.
The play, that yep. as well, from an overall team standpoint.
Yep.
But we can be fair and admit that you expect you expect the quarterback play to look a certain way.
Sure, yes.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
Yes.
Like I think when everybody has a team, they view certain positions, certain players, it should look a certain way for me to feel comfortable about that team moving forward. I'll say this. You're well within your right for wanting to see more of it. Here's where the corner I'm in on. I believe it's there. That's just where I'm at. I'm not saying that they couldn't pass better certain weeks and those things. I was happy to see Sunday because it was called for them to do it. We couldn't run with Saquon as much, so we needed to make plays in the passing game. And quite frankly, they knew there would be opportunities there early in the game. They took advantage of it, and I think it helped them get off to one of their better offensive production total yardage standpoints that they've had all year long,
yep.
especially against this caliber of a defense.
And 10 points in the first quarter as well.
10 points in the first quarter. You scored early, so I'm good with that. So I would say those that may feel the way that you do, you need to be convinced some more. I'm there already. I just am. It doesn't mean that it didn't need to sort of look better from a passing standpoint, a complimentary football standpoint. I'll just say this. As long as those guys are healthy, I think when it's called upon us to throw the football, we're going to be able to throw it. Sunday was huge from a confidence standpoint for Jalen. Something was up there where he wouldn't let the ball go on time. Even I can say that as a Jalen guy. Like even I can see stuff and be like, dude, you got to throw the ball. Let the ball go. Hold on to the ball too long. I didn't see a lot of that Sunday. So here's what I'm banking on. That's going to continue to develop and get better. I believe it's in there. I really do. I believe it's in there because I've seen him do it in the past. You're not crazy for wanting it more consistently.
Are you sold yet that the Eagles' pass game is fixed? 215-592-9494. You know what I sort of think about when I think about our pass game? When you're saying it should look a certain way, that I'm thinking about is, and I oftentimes make talk about basketball. It's sort of like sometimes with the passing game, we turn everything into a fadeaway when it doesn't need to be. Like you always have those players that always take a shot that maybe is a little harder than it needs to be.
Sure.
It's like, why are you fading away when you're taller than the guy? And what I thought, and you brought it up at the beginning of the game, I know that he can make a play with his legs if there's pressure, get out to the outside, you know, wait, find a guy, blah, 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 blah. But that early stuff in the game, that's what I'm talking about. When you're saying it needs to look at a certain way, that's the way. It's like, oh, there it is. It's easy. You didn't make it harder on yourself or anything.
Right.
And I think it will serve them well. So I'm not sold yet. I thought it was a good start. 215-592-9494. Okay, we do have a next question today.
What we got today?
All right. So for the prize today, and Jack, I didn't see if you sent it to me, but it is a $50 gift card for Stateside?
Yeah, it's a $50 Stateside gift card, yep.
And Joe and Hugh will be at the tasting room on Sunday for the pregame show, yes?
Yes, they will be. It's an ugly sweater block party there, Spike.
Yes!
We can wear those Miller Lite things we got last night.
Well,
we use those sweatshirts that we got last night.
Yes. You are one of... Okay. What are you doing?
Hand up.
Surf side.
Hand up.
All right. Stateside Drinking Room, which is in
Fishtown.
Fishtown, that's right. We did a Ricky event there, though, once. It's a lot of fun. So, winner gets a $50 Stateside/Surfside gift card. Here it is. It is Eugene Levy's birthday.
Ooh.
He is 78 years old. Eugene Levy, a famous dad in American Pie.
Loved him in American Pie.
And also the TV show that I just can't bring myself to say the name of because I feel like I'm saying a bad word. But it started with an S and ended with Creek. So,
huh?
I can't say it, though.
Bleeps Creek.
Bleeps Creek.
That was the name of the show?
Well, yeah, but it was S-C-H-I, so it's not the word, but it feels like the word.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to work this thing through?
No, I'm just, because I don't know what show it is. I'm working it out in my head.
Yeah. But he's a famous dad, so what we're going to do for next question today, we'll ask for your favorite TV or movie dad. Jack, can you give us one that you like?
Red Foreman from That 70s Show.
Red Foreman?
See, I never watched That 70s Show.
Again.
Yeah. Is that the Ashton Kutcher show?
Yes.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah, I watched a little bit of that.
But he's a tough dad. He's a tough dad. You know what I mean? So I'm trying to bring in the people that are 30 and under. Red Foreman, I believe, was the dad of our generation.
Okay.
He's the dad of your generation, really?
Like TV or movie dad? Yeah, I would think so. Well,
I guess there's a couple movie dads in my head.
Yeah.
I'll go with. You know what? I don't need the delegation being mad. I'm not going to go James Evans or anybody like that. I know you guys want me to go there.
I know where he is.
Yeah, relax. Yeah, there's another guy, too, that I'm not going to go with either.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going with that guy, America's TV dad.
Yep.
No, I'm going one of my favorites.
Okay.
I'm going with Polk High's most famous alumni.
Oh, what's his name?
Come on, man. Al Bundy.
Al Bundy. That's a great one. That is a great TV dad.
Scored 3 touchdowns in the state championship game, man.
Absolutely. Jack is our very own. Jack is a lot like
Al Bundy.
Al Bundy. Yeah.
First team All-Chestmont in 2012.
Yeah, there you go.
Man.
Yep.
Shoe salesman, right?
Yes, shoe salesman. So here is mine. Now, he wasn't a dynamic TV dad, but I think we could all relate to him a little bit. And that was Kevin Arnold's dad in The Wonder Years, Jack Arnold, played by Dan Lok.
Yeah.
And he was...
The Wonder Years, man. Come on, man.
Dude, he was... Now, I love that show. It's one of my favorite shows ever.
Yeah.
But I just love that dad would come home every day and grunt and go and sit in his chair. That's all. He just wanted to be left alone.
Yeah.
So Jack Arnold from The Wonder Years.
What was the girlfriend, the little girl?
Winnie Cooper. Winnie Cooper.
Yeah. The Wonder Years, man.
All right. Are you sold on the passing game? Is it fixed? 215-592-9494. And next question today for a stateside $50 gift card. That is, what is your favorite TV/movie dad? Corey from Columbus starts us off. Corey, you're on WIP.
I'm sold.
I'm surprised. I can't believe it.
If you got to resell me, whatever. What are we doing, man? Like, I'm sold on this team. Like, ain't no team. Out of Detroit got these injuries. Ain't no team in the NFL can see us. Like, no team. I don't care. Like no team. You can give me any team. The only team I'm worried about is Kansas City, and that's just due to the mystique. Other than them, ain't no team seeing us. Sean McDermott, lucky you the head coach, because your defense gave up 100 points in the past 2 weeks. We lighten them up. Whoever we got to see is on the field, it's on site. Like, passing game, running game, Jalen Hurts got to get freaky with it. Whatever we got to do, Jake Elliott back making kicks. However you want to see us win, we can do it, man. Like, every week I get it. You know, we got to come up with ideas to talk about on the show.
Well,
but, you know, we bored now because, like, they doing everything we need them to do. We got to come up with a new question. Hopefully, you know, Brandon Graham, I needed you to say something last night to ignite something, because we bored now. Hopefully, you know.
Hold on. Let me ask you this, because I think you're being a little unfair, Corey. Don't mean to interrupt you, but this isn't a. So let's say this. Let's reverse it for a second, okay? Let's say for 5 straight games, the passing game looked like it looked yesterday, right? Every game, he's throwing for 250 yards, 2 touchdowns, hitting guys early, blah, 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 blah. And then there was one game where it looked bad. All of a sudden, he was trigger happy, blah, blah, blah. If I came on the air and I said, pass game is ruined, it's definitely broken now, you would tell me I was crazy because the 5 previous games, it looked good. So if it looks bad for game after game after game, and then it looks good for one game, and you just say, I know it's fixed, I'm not making up anything by saying that I need to see more to know that to feel good about it. I don't think that's a made up thing. They did it good for one game. That's a good start. But I you really think it's crazy to say that you're not sold that they can do that consistently?
This is why it's crazy. And let me give you a rebuttal to that. You're 100% right. But this is my rebuttal.
Okay.
So let's say, for example, we did like we did on Sunday, and we play like that for 5 straight games, right? And then Saquon did what he did on Sunday for 5 straight games. Would we say Saquon cannot run the football? Would we say that?
No.
Of course not.
Okay, then. Yeah. So that's my thing. Like I get it, and you know Jalen Hurts is my guy, but it's like it's kind of like what he said. Like, just because we don't mean we can't. Like, we got so many – like, this team is so deep, and I get it. He was not seeing the field great in the Carolina Panthers game. I honestly feel like when Devontae Smith came back, like, I'm not saying it kind of, like, hurt the passing game, but it's like what I mean is, like, when we had A.J. for all them games, he was getting all them targets. Like, we wasn't really talking to anybody else. A.J. was getting, like, 7-8 targets. Like, Jalen was throwing for 178, and A.J. was having 109 of them yards. So it's like when you get Devontae back in there and Hurts ain't really seeing it all, it was a, you know, brought up question against the Panthers game. But it's like I don't feel like that's ever going to be an issue because, like, no defense that we play and the Panthers, I really feel like it was a trap game. I'm not afraid of no defense. Not at the Detroit Lions, I was never afraid of them. But now
they don't even have a damn defense anymore.
Like no defense unless we going against Andy and them. I'm not afraid of none of these dudes. I mean, we haven't played Minnesota yet. But none of these dudes is stopping us if we clicking. None of them. I don't care who it is. Not no Commanders. Not no. Whoever you want to name NFC Rams. We like.
I'm gonna tell you who I don't want to see, Corey, and that's the damn Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Hey, yeah, man, because that is one defense that has
for
our
Todd
number.
Bowles, yeah, man. Yeah.
Hey, look. Y'all know what I say all the time. When we both crewed up, we beat them 27-9. When AJ was with us, so I see what.
All right.
Man. When we see him, we see him. That might be the toughest team, but we're going to see. All right. And the defense wasn't playing like they was right now in that game.
Oh, for sure, yeah. For sure.
So,
check this out, Corey. I bet you Mike Evans know who Quinyon Mitchell is now.
Exactly. I bet you know who he is. And Cooper DeJean ain't going to be asking about is he playing Fortnite.
No, that was,
Avante. It was Avante.
Avante Maddox, yeah.
Also, Joseph of Tennessee, where you been at, boy? You hiding?
It's that week, boy. Oh, it's that week. It's too early in the week for that. Corey.
All right, give us
my TV dad.
Yes,
is Uncle Phil from
Yes,
that's
sir.
A good one.
Uncle
that
Phil.
Is a good one.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, Corey. And it could be TV or movie dad. It's both because Eugene Levy did do it on TV and did do it on movies. I'm just gonna say,
Uncle Phil had some moments. I wasn't a big Uncle Phil guy, but he had moments where he did feel like a dad.
A real dad.
Yeah, he had the moments with Will and Carlton.
Yeah, he was not a warm guy,
right.
Uncle Phil. He was sort of cold.
Yeah, and he's a judge.
Yes.
I couldn't necessarily warm up to that.
Trust him.
Yes. But he did have a couple of those episodes where, you know, he stepped in as the father and played that fatherly role with Will as Uncle Phil, but also with Carlton and even with Hillary and Ashley. Fresh Prince, man. It's GOAT TV right there, man.
It was a good show.
Especially the early years.
Yeah. Now, Jack, you saw Fresh Prince, yeah?
Yeah. Like, I'm not start to finish, but I've seen a lot of it.
Okay. Let me tell you. See, you probably recognize this now. You didn't recognize it then. Will Smith brought a lot of girlfriends on there.
He did.
Like, all his girlfriends are actresses.
Was Janet on it? Was Janet?
I don't
on
know. If Janet girl- made the cut. She might have been too old.
Janet was on. Janet was
different
a
strokes.
Girl. Was it different strokes?
Yeah, different strokes.
Was,
for sure. Charlene.
Was it Willis's girlfriend? Okay.
Man, boy, listen, I used to dream about her. Man. Come on, man. That's when I was a kid, man. But no, Will Smith brought a lot of Vivica Fox. He brought what's my girl, Nia Long.
Oh, she was.
Yeah,
on
he brought
there
a
too.
Lot of them on there as his girlfriend or how he met him at some point. So that's one thing I used to enjoy about the Fresh Prince.
Nice.
I did. I enjoyed the Fresh Prince.
I feel like what's the most notable movie dad? I feel like when we do dad, it's mostly TV.
It's mostly TV. Yeah. What's a movie dad?
How about the Mel Gibson and Ransom?
That's a movie dad. Yeah.
Oh. Give me back my son.
Yes.
Liam Neeson and Taken.
That's another one, yes.
All right, listen, we're starting to piece this whole thing together.
Yeah.
I don't think those are goat answers, but I wanted to make sure that it was represented on the movie side.
Yep.
Taken 1 is the only good movie in that whole...
Awful.
Is it a trilogy?
I hope not. I know there's at least a second.
I know it's a second one, but I think it's a third one, too.
215-592-9494. Are you sold on the Eagles passing game being fixed? Aaron and Mount Airy, you're on WIP. What's up, A?
What's up, fellas?
What up, A?
Yo, you know, man, we're not gonna get our wish this Sunday or Saturday whenever the Chiefs play. Because you already know Mahomes got the LeBron syndrome in him. He be faking injuries. He gonna play. It's gonna be the Broncos time.
Yeah.
You know what?
That's right, Aaron. LTBB. He's in the LTBB. Yep.
We're having an emergency meeting on Friday. Yep. If he's named the starter,
just waiting on Andy to name Carson the starter. That's all we're waiting on.
Mahomes already said it ain't that bad. I got he already. Said,
damn, did he? I missed that.
You could take one game off. You could take one game off.
Yeah,
but, yeah. Grow up, Pat.
But speaking of LeBron, he's not just only the greatest basketball player. He's the greatest HGH player taken. He's the greatest HGH person as well. His body don't break down. Everybody else who take TVs break down. That man is a rock. Nothing break him. That trip to Germany, to Miami, it don't matter. It don't matter.
Well, I'm glad you're at least acknowledging that's where he went. Yes.
We all know he takes them.
Okay.
No secret. But listen, I love this. Like, OG Wade allegedly was sick last week. Come on, you're a grown man. But you had all this energy to call yesterday. Be like Corey. Stand firm on how you feel about Jalen Hurts. Don't duck and hide from Spike Eskin. That's all we ask.
Corey does not duck. Corey does not hide. I will give you that.
He will call every day.
Yep.
But right quick, what is he talking about? How many yards did A.J. Brown have the last 2 weeks? Like 60 and 40? What was that? He wasn't getting 100 yards.
Nah.
He wasn't throwing the ball. I'm sorry to break the news to you. But and it was so funny. Everyone was so happy. And I already knew how Ike was going to be yesterday. But everyone was so happy. And it's funny. Ike, he loved the arrogance that Jalen Hurts has played. But if it was someone else, like, if it was someone he was not a fan of,
what? We all can have a little smugness and a little, you know what I mean? Like, it's okay.
But let me tell you why I did not like it.
Okay.
Because we're sitting here like, we did not say anything. It was A.J. Brown who said the pass.
Well, that's true. Yes.
It was Lane Johnson weeks ago who said the offense is constipated. We didn't say, all we do is react to what the players in the locker room are saying. I turned on the Brandon Graham show. He's ranting, then ranting, then ranting. And you know Howard and Spike, they love to talk. They love to talk. They were sitting there quiet.
Both their mouths were on the floor. Yeah, they couldn't believe what they were hearing.
Yeah, we were actually kind of stunned, and we were just like, let them go.
And I'm like, I dig it. If it's y'all against us, cool. Okay, go for it. Go for it. But don't try to act like we did not see what we were seeing on the field.
Yeah.
Like, Y'all as a team decided, you know, the passing game not working, we're going to run the ball. And then the heat came down to y'all, and y'all know the Eagles are the kings of overcorrections that came out in the four wide receiver set. And we knew what was hitting for it. Like come on now. And don't do that. All I ask for, all we want is, like, because we look around, we see what the Rams doing. We see what the Lions doing. So these are teams that we have to play in the playoffs. So all we're asking is, with these playmakers on our team, can we look like a great offense week in and week out on both sides of the ball, either whether it's throwing or running? We can't throw it, we're going to run. We can't run, we're going to throw it. That's all we ask.
So so you're not sold, is what you're saying?
No, he's definitely not sold.
I just wanted to speak to that.
Okay.
Like, everybody was bowing their chest yesterday. But no, but go for it. I've never said we can't win with Jalen Hurts. I think we're going to win the Super Bowl, but going forward, I don't think we can. We're not going to go out and pass. That ain't going to happen. But we could be better than we have been. But we are the best team in the NFC, and because of defense and Jalen Hurts, he doesn't crumble under pressure. That's what he doesn't do.
He does so not.
He does not crumble under pressure. So I feel his, like, so I appreciate his smugness. But come on, man. Like, come on. Like, we're family. Like, we didn't do it. Your teammates did it. that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, you're right. I don't think we're, and they did that today on the midday show. I don't think we're here to litigate it because honestly, like, I think everybody on this show, and Aaron, we know what happened. I know what happened. We react to what happened. And last week, we reacted to what happened.
Yep.
That's what happened. You know, AJ said what he said, Brandon said what he said, and we reacted. If neither guy said what he said, then we wouldn't have, none of that stuff would have come to pass. So why don't you give us your, for next question, give us your favorite TV or movie, Dad.
Yeah, I knew Corey was going to say Uncle Phil, so I had to switch up. I'm going to go with Homer Simpson. But you know what? The TV dad from movies, the guy from, what's his name, George Banks on Father of the Bride. That's a movie dad. Steve Martin.
Well, which one do you want?
No, I'm going to go with Homer Simpson.
Okay, Homer Simpson. There we go. That's a good one. That's a
first
good
of all,
one.
Aaron,
thank you.
You never do that. Answer the damn question
yes.
with one answer.
I know. What's he doing
what are you doing?
So the winner for next question
Homer
today.
Homer Simpson is also a goated dad
yeah,
right there.
That's a goated dad for sure. Dad.
And I believe
yeah.
The Simpsons debuted today in 1989.
Wow.
No,
now
really?
Debuted as a show or debuted on the Tracy Ullman show?
No, I think that some Christmas yeah. special debuted okay. as the first time.
I do remember the Tracy Ullman show.
So before the Simpsons were their own show, they were a little cartoon interlude
yeah.
on the Tracy
yep.
Ullman show, which was one of the first Fox shows back
yep.
in the day. So.
And that's different than the Truman Show.
It is because The Truman Show is a movie.
It's a movie.
And has nothing to do with, and not everything with show is related.
You would think if it was called Show, it wouldn't be a movie. But that's just me.
The Truman Show
but
is
the Truman Show was about
don't let him do this. Don't let him do this. The winner of next question today gets a $50 gift card to the Stateside Distillery Tasting Room there in Fishtown. Joe and Hugh going to be there for the pregame show this Sunday, an ugly sweater block party for the holiday division for the holiday this weekend, the division showdown against Washington on Sunday. All right. Elliot joins us at 3-215-592-9494. You sold that the Eagles passing game is fixed. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, there's no better way to get in the festive spirit than watching the birds on Sunday in this holiday division showdown. That's right. Join Joe and Hugh for the pregame show at Stateside's Distillery in Fishtown on December 22nd. Now, my friends over at Stateside Vodka are having the street shut down for an ugly sweater block party for the game. Man, come on, man. I got to be out there with an ugly sweater on myself. Now, there'll be outdoor TVs, food trucks, and obviously plenty of surf sides and vodkas to go around. Rumor has it, Hugh's breaking out his Santa suit, which means Joe is sure to be back in that little elf costume. Join in on the festivities this Sunday for the game at Stateside in Fishtown. Must be 21.